Sun's Week in All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings, Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the March 6th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. The sun is setting on the Sunny Side of Sports. I'll be retiring from the Voice of America in 3 weeks. My last show will be March 27th. I'll be leaving the Voice of America after nearly 36 years here and with lots of good memories. My special guest this evening has supplied some great audio memories over the years with his hard-hitting boxing commentary. I'm talking about our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Muayta. Welcome back to the show, Namdi.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Man, you're too young to retire, bro.
Namdi. Namdi, like any good fighter, bro. Like any good fighter, bro, you got to know when to retire, right? You got to go out while you still got your legs.
You know when to retire, when to hang up the microphone.
Well, Namdi, I got to tell you, it has been just a pleasure chatting with you over the years about boxing. And I want to give some props to a couple of your Lagos homeboys who checked in. They checked in at the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page when they heard you were going to be on the show. So I got to give them shout-outs. Olu Abuderin, writing from Nigeria's commercial capital about the Hollywood man. He writes, "Let's drink from your fountain of knowledge, sir. The fountain of knowledge, our reigning prince of pugilistics." He doesn't just have a fountain. It's like an ocean of knowledge. An ocean. Babatunde Koiki, also writing from Lagos. Love this, Namdi. Babatunde writes, "The man, the myth, the legend. Let's go, Mr. Hollywood." And finally,
I take a bow, bro.
Paul,
I take a bow, my man.
Paul Eric Benio, also, he sure sounds Nigerian, Namdi. He goes, "Missed hearing from Namdi Hollywood Muayta." And I've missed hearing from you too, Namdi. It's great to have you back on the program.
Sonny's been 4 decades doing boxing with my grand baba, Emperor Barrymon. And this has led me to, you know, I remember the first fight I covered at Olympic Auditorium. Barry sent me there. I have never covered a fight. I watched my growth from covering the fight to becoming a boxing promoter, becoming a boxing manager. All thanks to Barry and thanks to you. I mean, I've been to all the epic fights from Sugar Ray against Marvin Hagler, Larry Holmes. The list goes on. Roberto Duran, Benitez, all these fights. I was ringside because of Voice of America. I owe a lot to Voice of America, to Barry Mon, and to you personally, my brother. And, hey, like I said, you're too young to retire. Aluta continua, bro.
Well, Namdi, thank you. Thank you, my man. I know good luck has really followed you, but sometimes you don't even have to be in the arena or at the boxing fight. I remember when you ran into Deontay Wilder at the airport. I mean, where does that come from?
I went to Barry Mon's wedding in Georgia. And here I was sitting at the lounge watching Deontay Wilder. I'm like, am I dreaming? We had a good talk. And after that, he came to Los Angeles and had a fight with Tyson Fury. I was in the dressing room with him. It was Voice of America that afforded me this opportunity to be ringside for sold-out fights, for fights where the seats are like $2,000. I'm able to get a press seat. Thanks to you, and thanks to Barry Mon, and thanks to Voice of America. It's been a great ride, my brother. I really, really give thanks.
Well,
and to all the fans all over Africa, man.
Well, Namdi, 40, go ahead, Namdi.
Yeah, 40 years of covering the sports. I mean, I can't wait to go back to Africa and see all the fans and do the shows. Like, I have a boxer I manage in Nigeria now, so a lot happening.
Well, let me take you back a little bit, Namdi. 2003 All Africa Games in Abuja. You met up with me and Segun Dot on the spot, Adeyemi. And I remember going with you to check out the boxing competition at the All Africa Games. And man, you were like laser focused when it came to going after those fighters. I mean, you were locked and loaded.
It's like a kid being in a candy store. It's my country. Remember, Nigeria was having the best of time. Here we have a brand new stadium. Everything was superb, you know. The food, the capital city, things were moving, money was there, life was going on. Look, today it's not the same, but that trip to Abuja 2003, I will never forget it. I'm sure you will never forget your pepper soup and egusi soup you had and fufu in Abuja.
Well, Nabi, in terms of that pepper soup, I think I'm still
sweating. You were sweating.
I think I might still be sweating.
You were sweating while you were still enjoying the pepper soup in Abuja.
Yeah, that was some spicy soup. But Nabi, you know, the All Africa Games reminds me. We got the 13th All-Africa Games coming up in Ghana. They open on Friday. I got to believe, Nnamdi, that host Ghana is going to do very well in the boxing competition.
Oh, you know, they will sweep it. They will sweep it, you know. Ghana's got that locked in. You got Bukom delivering all the goods for boxing. That's guaranteed, you know. They will take all that. Hands down, boxing belongs to Ghana when it comes to All Africa Games. Their programs are good. The boxing shows are great. The boxing commission knows what they're doing. So it's going to happen. Ghana will clean it up.
Well, let's move up to the professional level, Nnamdi. Anthony Joshua will fight Francis Ngannou on Friday in Saudi Arabia. 10-round matchup featuring two heavyweights with very strong ties to Africa. Joshua, born in England to Nigerian parents. Ngannou, born in Cameroon. The clash at the Kingdom Arena in Riyadh. Only the second boxing match for the 37-year-old Ngannou. You know, when I look at their physiques, Nnamdi, AJ and Ngannou, they seem to match up pretty well.
Well, don't forget, AJ is 6'7", Ngannou is 6'5", which means AJ cannot fight inside the pocket. AJ must have a very stiff jab to keep Ngannou outside, walk the body, break down the body, show Ngannou things he's never seen before. Mind you, Ngannou is a professional boxing novice with only 10 rounds of experience. You're going against a man that was once a world champion in Anthony Joshua. So that means give him the look he's never seen before, show him things, break down the body, take him into the deep sea, take him into the late rounds, then you have a chance of stopping him, knocking him out cold.
Well, Nnamdi, what kind of surprised me about Ngannou in his first fight against Tyson Fury, very smart fighter. I mean, he basically kept to his game plan, and I was impressed with Ngannou when he lost that controversial decision to Fury.
Well, a lot of people believe he won that fight because if you go into the third round, counterpunch, and he dropped Tyson Fury. Remember, Tyson Fury did not prepare for that fight. Tyson Fury went to Saudi Arabia to pick up the check. He did not take that fight serious. Remember, even you, Sonny, we were all in the past. We were all laughing at Ngannou when he said he was going to go into boxing. We expected him to be slapped around the ring by Tyson Fury. This is the Tyson Fury that destroyed Deontay Wilder. Who is this Ngannou guy from Beti, Cameroon, coming to upset a world champion? And he shocked everybody by dropping him, and everybody thought he won. I'm happy for my brother from Beti, Cameroon. For that fight, he made $10 million. For this Anthony Joshua fight, you know how much he's taking home?
No idea.
$20 million, Sonny.
Wow.
Between October and March 2023, my brother is going to go home with $30 million. That is not even with the pay-per-view cut. The pay-per-view cut is just on the side. So $20 million guaranteed for this fight on Friday night.
And what about AJ Nnamdi? How much is he going to be taking home?
My brother is banking all the way, $50 million guaranteed. And then he still had to pay him on the back end of the pay-per-view from the UK, from the US. Man, look, these guys are banking. It's only boxing. You can't compare boxing with wrestling and any other thing. A man makes more than $50 million for one night in less than 30 minutes.
That's some serious, serious bling, Nnamdi. I know
the son in Hollywood, we call it crazy paper.
crazy paper. Now, Nnamdi, I know there's really no big title belt at stake, but in terms of what a victory could do for either fighter, break it down for our Sunny Side of Sports listeners.
Sonny, the loser of this fight on Friday night will pack his bag and get out of boxing. The winner will go into the next round with a big thing to take on the winner of Tyson Fury and Usyk. Mind you, Tyson Fury and Usyk is for the undisputed heavyweight title. That's four belts on the table. So, assuming Ngannou goes there and knocks out Anthony Joshua Friday night, you see Ngannou fighting for the world title.
Unbelievable.
And listen, he will make $20 million Friday night. If he goes for the winner of Usyk and Tyson Fury, expect him to make $50 million plus, you know. For Anthony Joshua, a good win, a knockout of Ngannou, and that sets him up for the winner of Tyson Fury and Usyk. And if it's Tyson Fury, which I hope will be Tyson Fury, that's the fight we want to see. We don't want to see Usyk against Anthony Joshua for the rubber match, no. We want to see Tyson Fury destroy Usyk and then come and fight Anthony Joshua, the fight we've been waiting for.
Nnamdi, when Ngannou fought Tyson Fury, he had in his corner the legendary Iron Mike Tyson as his trainer. Will Iron Mike be back in Riyadh for this bout against AJ?
Iron Mike is already in Riyadh. Sonny, let me give you a scenario that could happen. Ngannou goes in there in the first round and chin check Anthony Joshua. And Anthony Joshua looks across the ring. He sees Mike Tyson giving Ngannou instruction. we're in big trouble, man. we're in deep trouble. That can happen too. Because Ngannou is going to jump on Anthony Joshua right away, chin check him, push him, back him up. This fight could end in a brutal knockout. On the other hand, Anthony Joshua uses his jab, breaks Ngannou down. He can win an easy, boring decision.
Well, who
that
do you
can happen.
Who do you like, Nnamdi? Do you like AJ or Ngannou?
Sonny, you know I'm a Nigerian. What kind of a question is that? I would like to see. My brother from Betty Cameroon is banking. I'm very happy for him. Listen, he's a novice boxer, you know. He's only had 10 rounds, you know. How do you go against a former world champion? And one thing people don't realize, Anthony Joshua has the best boxing corner right now, Ben Davison. They do the best thing for him because all the fight is lost. Everybody were clueless on the corner. They were sleeping. But go back and look at his last fight with Ben Davison against Otto Wallin, the Swedish fighter. Anthony Joshua has got his mojo back. He's got his stiff jab. He has his confidence. So I believe Anthony Joshua can do the right thing, don't make silly mistakes or silly moves, and then don't get tagged or go in there and start slugging it out with Ngannou. Ngannou has power. Ngannou can punch. Ngannou can take you out, and Ngannou is fearless. Ngannou is African like you, so it's a big, big crossover clash.
Well, Nnamdi, stick around. a former super middleweight world champion from Malawi, Isaac Golden Boy Chilemba, recently announced his retirement. Chilemba says because of injury, he's putting his health over prolonging his long career in the fight game. In this Sunny Side of Sports feature presentation, Lamech Messina tells us more from Blantyre, Malawi. Sporty greetings, Lamech!
Sporty greetings to you too, Sunny.
Isaac Golden Boy Chilemba with his trainer Gennady Mas-
Chilemba made his professional debut in 2005 when he stopped South African boxer Tamasa Ngatindre in the second round of a four-round bout. This was just a year after he moved to South Africa from Malawi, where he was born and raised. Chilemba first won the world title in June 2010 against the then undefeated Australian Michael Bolling in an International Boxing Organization super middleweight title bout. Despite being the underdog, he retained the title with a draw against South African Thomas Otuzen later the same year. In 2013, the WBC ranked him the highest in Africa in the light heavyweight category and 12th in the world. The 37-year-old Chilemba, who is 1m83 tall, retires with 27 wins, 9 losses, 3 draws, and 11 knockouts. The Golden Boy told the Sunny Side of Sports from his base in South Africa that a broken rib makes it the right time to hang up the gloves.
I've got a cracked rib, which is progressive. Every time I get hit, the crack gets wider and wider. It's splitting in half. So that crack, every time I get hit on it or miss the special hook and I overextend my rib, there's a lot of pain. So it's best to call it a day now before it hurt.
Chilemba says he looks back on his boxing career with fond memories, reflecting on the title bout against South African Otuzen in 2010. He says the matchup sparked some heated pre-fight news conferences.
And we had a lot of beef between us from press conference. This was like 2 months before the fight. We already started screaming at each other, swearing at each other. It was all over, pushing each other to a point where they had to put a barrier between us. It was, you know, it was getting to the point of throwing punches at each other before the actual fight. Like when I look back now, I'm like, wow.
Chilemba says he also looks back on his career with some regrets, especially his use of drugs and alcohol.
One bad thing that I still do, I've been doing it for more than 20 years of my life, it's smoking cigarettes. That I still do to today. And then drinking, it was here and there to a point where I drank myself almost to a coma and I end up in rehab, you know, and other stuff like weed. There's occasion where I'm out with friends and someone is sniffing cocaine. I say, let me take a line.
Chilemba told a local daily newspaper that sometimes his terrible hangovers from heavy drinking would result in him losing a fight. He recalled being arrested by police in New York after being found sleeping under a bridge at 2 a.m. after he got drunk and smoked a lot. Regrets aside, Chilemba says when he started as an amateur boxer in Malawi, he never imagined that he would make a successful career in boxing with so many accolades. He says several people, as well as his unwavering fans, contributed tremendously to his success. In particular, Chilemba says Malawi's former national boxing coach, Anderson Kazembe, mentored him from his days in Malawi until his early years in South Africa. Kazembe told the Sunny Side of Sports from South Africa, where he is now based, that Chilemba was a quick learner.
He was just a star, and I knew he would have done much better. He would have even gone to win bigger world titles. He was just gifted. You don't really get boxers of that nature these days. You don't. He fought very good fights. It was very exceptional.
Kazembe says he wants to see Malawi boxing authorities task Chilemba with the responsibility of sharing his 24 years' experience in the ring with aspiring and upcoming boxers. Lonzo Zimba is the president of the Professional Boxing Board of Malawi. He says Chilemba has already inspired so many boxers in Malawi who are also winning titles.
We have Israel Kamamba, lightweight category. He's a champion for the International Boxing Federation. Anisha Bashir, who is a champion for African Boxing Union in the lightweight category and champion for Commonwealth belt. And we have another, Ellen Smaga. She has almost three international titles. So we have so many boxers who are ready to take up where Chilemba has stopped.
For now, Chilemba says he will dedicate his energy to running his gym in South Africa, mentoring and training boxers of all ages and sizes.
His professional record, 25 victories, including 10 big wins.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Lamek Masina in Planta, Malawi.
Golden Boy Chilemba!
Chilemba! Golden Boy! Isaac Golden Boy Chilemba! And thanks to Lamek Masina for that feature report. Joining us once again is our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. You know, Namdi, touching back to Chilemba, I think what really impressed me about that guy, his honesty and his gratitude. You know, he was just so honest about his use of drugs and alcohol. I know you keep a clean lifestyle, Namdi. If you're a prize fighter, stay away from the weed. Stay away from the alcohol. Stay away from the drugs, bro.
Stay away from the women, Sonny.
Yes.
Come on, man. Add that to it, mix, man.
Bad mix.
I'm happy for Golden Boy because, one, there's always life after boxing. Most of the fighters retire. They're poor. They lost all the money. And at the end of it, they die like just a pauper, you know. So, he's got his gym, he's got his health, he's got his family. So we're very grateful that he really represented the continent. And he was a force in the light heavyweight division and the super middleweight. So, Golden Boy, congratulations. You know when to quit. You know when to hang up the gloves.
Congratulations, Golden Boy. And just from a longevity standpoint, Namdi, 20 years in the as a prize fighter. I mean, that takes some doing, man.
No, the body's damaged, you know, the eyesight, the broken hands. People don't realize that the fighter goes through a lot. He has to go to camp, prepare for the fight, lose weight, you know, deal with all the hustlers, the shakers, the shakedown artists. All your money, if you're not careful, you end up owing the promoter. So it's a lot goes on in the fight game. The fans don't know. So if the boxer is not focused, if the boxer does not know what the big goal is in front of him, he can lose everything and die poor and die broke. So bro knows when to back out. Everything is intact. The broken rib will heal, and he will do well in his gym, discover a new young talent, and everything goes on. But when you stay there and keep taking that beating, then you become a gatekeeper, and at the end of all, you may end up killed in the ring or damaged for life, and you have nothing to show for it. We have seen it, and it happens. It's very important to know when to throw in the towel, say, guys, I'm done, I'm out.
Well, Namdi, let's get back to Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou on Friday in Saudi Arabia. The clash will take place at the Kingdom Arena in Riyadh. And Namdi, I know we have Friday night fights here in the USA, but typically major fights are held on Saturdays here in the USA. Why Friday in Saudi Arabia? I understand like an auto race had something to do with it.
Sonny, that's why there's no buzz in this fight in America. Listen, in Los Angeles here, we get to start watching the fight on the card at 8 a.m. in the morning, on a Friday morning. I mean, Friday morning, people are still stuck on the freeway. There's really no buzz. But mind you, Saudi Arabia is the one putting up all the money. They can dictate when they won the fight. So they don't really care. If it's sports washing, yeah, it's sports washing. Let's leave that alone. We know how that goes. They put up the money, they dictate when they win the fight. Yeah, the boss in America is not there. Mind you, if this fight is in Las Vegas on a Saturday night, you know, we all go crazy. So it's not the same, Sonny. Friday morning here, Friday afternoon around the world, maybe in the UK, it's not the timing is not right.
Well, let's talk about the build-up to this fight, Namdi. How have the fighters looked in their training?
Oh, they look great. We're going to see the last press conference today and the weigh-in is going to be tomorrow. And then we get to see how who is in shape, who is really got it together. Both guys are really solid guys. Both guys have good corners, good trainers. So don't expect to see them like Tyson Fury comes in out of shape or look tired. No. Ngannou is athletic and he's strong, he's solid. He's hungry. He knows that a victory over Anthony Joshua will put him in the pole position for the winner of Tyson Fury and Usyk in May. So don't expect homeboy from Betty Cameroon to go there and just wallop around the ring and pick up the paid check and go back. No. Both guys are in shape. Both guys are hungry. Both guys knows what's on the table. And we're going to see a great fight come Friday night.
Namdi, you mentioned the undercard. What does the undercard look like in Riyadh?
Oh, man, you get this Chinese giant in Zhang, you know, taking on Joseph Parker. Remember, Joseph Parker exposed Deontay Wilder, the former world champion. We were all in shock. Joseph Parker is from New Zealand, and he's been around. He shocked the boxing world by beating Deontay Wilder, making Deontay Wilder look stupid. Now he's going to go against the Chinese crusher, the Chinese banger in Zhang. Zhang, Zil Zhang, he can, that's a good undercut. Apart from that fight, the other fights are okay. So basically, the other fight will start at 8 a.m. in the morning. So we just target, if we want to catch the last two fights, which is the Zhang and Parker. Now we start watching it around 10 a.m. in Los Angeles, and then we catch the final one with Deontay, with AJ and Ngannou. So the two cards are good. The two fights are good.
Well, Namdi, let's wrap things up here. Talk a little bit about favorite fighters over the years, and I'll throw my two favorite fighters out. Smokin' Joe Frazier, I was honored to meet him a couple times before he passed, as well as another late fighter, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Both left-handers, southpaws, loved them both. But you, your favorite fighter, I believe, was somebody that Hagler went up against back in the 80s.
No, Sonny, my favorite fighter, which I was here watching him destroy all the Mexicans right here in Los Angeles, is the professor, Azuma Nelson.
Azuma.
Oh, come on. How can you forget Azuma Nelson against Salvador Sanchez, the late Salvador Sanchez from Mexico? How can you forget all the Mexicans he destroyed at the Forum, right in front of packed house of 19,000 Mexicans? Who does that, Sonny? Only the African warrior in Azuma Nelson. Azuma Nelson is my number one, followed by the late Dick Tiger from Ibo Land. And then, of course, Sugar Ray and Iron Mike. The list goes on. Boxing is the real deal, bro.
And you know, in terms of the professor, Namdi, Azuma, I got to believe he'll be getting interviewed during the All Africa Games coming up.
Oh, he'll be front and center. He's a real dude, man. He's a real deal, man. He made us proud. Who has the balls to come and destroy Mexicans in front of their family? Nobody, man. And he did it not one time. He did it like four times. And Mexicans fell in love with him. That put African boxers on the map, or boxers from Ghana. You know, when they say, hey, I'm fighting a guy from Ghana, you better be ready, especially if it's from Bukom.
Talking pro boxing with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moweta. Thank you, Namdi.
Big ups, bro. Big ups, bro.
And that wraps up the March 6th edition of the show. Thanks to producer Muckbill Yabaro. Thanks also to VOA engineer Audrius Regis. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.